Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. In December, South Dakota Public Broadcasting hosts the Potluck Society for an evening of connection, conversation, and celebration. It's a chance to hear from ordinary people building extraordinary communities in South Dakota and beyond. Hugh Weber is host of the Potluck Society blog and podcast. You can find it at listen.sdpb.org or by going to thepotlucksociety.com. And Hugh joins us every Tuesday on In the Moment. Hugh, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be here.
So we're doing this without having to do our membership drive. Thanks, by the way, for helping out with that a couple of weeks back. We appreciate it.
It was absolutely fantastic. I enjoy that process, and it was great to be there with your team.
It was great to have you in the studio.
We've got an exciting announcement today that I think is the next evolution. And you teased it there a little for us. The next evolution of the Potluck Society. You know, for the last 10 months, more or less, we've been doing content and telling the stories of ordinary people that are building extraordinary communities. And today we get to officially announce for the first time that on that December 1st date, in evening into early December, we're going to host the first Potluck Society live event. And so the event that you teased is South Dakota Public Broadcasting hosts the Potluck Society. We're going to hold it in Sioux Falls at the Pavilion in the Belbus Theater. So a couple hundred creatives and community builders and interested listeners will join together for an evening of conversation, some incredible thought leaders from around the country and the state, and even a performance from some of our favorite musicians.
When I read about this morning, I could absolutely hear the glee in your voice before we even got on the air, because this is really exciting. First of all, it's a great place for the event too, to have it at the Pavilion, and a great place where people can access this, and just a nice place to get together too. I mean, that first and foremost is a great part of this event, but there's so much more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, this is really, I think, everything that when I was able to make the transition and kind of join as a contributor with public radio and public broadcasting in general, that I hope that this might blossom into. So the last 8 years, I ran a nonprofit called OTA, O-T-A, which is simply the last three letters of South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota. I was on the show back in the Dakota Midday days and and shared some of those events. But we held a dozen events throughout the region, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota, and really welcomed people from a range, from the president of National Geographic Films to product designers at Facebook to, you know, people doing graffiti work in Rapid City. And this now is an iteration of that, but is wholly new within the ecosystem that is public broadcasting. I think bringing some of that long-term kind of view of the stories of the state and the region, and combining it with some of the creativity and the innovation that is developing throughout the state is what becomes the Potluck Society and becomes this event. But we've got a whole host of speakers. Can I tell you about some of the people that are going to be
there? Yeah, let's start out with that.
Yeah, so I'll start first maybe with some of the people from the state. A favorite of Lori's, I know, Mary Bordeaux, her and her husband Peter run the Racing Magpie Gallery in Rapid City. Mary will be joining us. She brings an extraordinary perspective as a curator of art and a builder of creative community. We're excited that Katie Hunhoff from South Dakota Magazine will be joining us to share and kind of celebrate some of the stories of South Dakota, both its larger communities and its smaller towns. Tyler Reed is with the Rapid City Arts Council and is actually one of this year's Bush Fellowships. I know you had Jen Ford Reedy from the Bush Foundation yesterday, and Tyler is one of our best and brightest. And then the final kind of local voices are the Nesters from West River, South Dakota. The Nesters are Eliza Blue and Jamie Lynn, two of the absolute most talented young musicians anywhere, but certainly within the boundaries of this state.
You bet. And Jamie Lynn was just on the program with us as well during our membership drive. And Hugh, everybody you mentioned is a former guest here on In the Moment, and I'm sure everybody you named will be back at some time in the near future. Tyler Reed, Mary Bordeaux, Katie Hunhoff, and both Eliza Blue and Jamie Lynn, we absolutely love having them on the program. But there's more. There's people from coming from outside South Dakota.
Yeah, so much of what I think is possible through the Potluck Society, and absolutely through In the Moment and through everything that public broadcasting does, is to complement these voices of the region that are extraordinary with people from throughout the world. And the three individuals that we're able to bring from outside are equally as impressive and super excited to be joining us. So we're bringing an incredible friend of my past work with ODA, Jason Roberts. Jason Roberts is best known for his work on the Better Block Project. And Jason has spoken in Bismarck and Fargo and Milbank and Aberdeen, but he's never been in Sioux Falls. And we're super excited. He's kind of fallen in love with Southeast South Dakota during his visits and flights in and out. So he'll be joining us and talking about how to make low-cost, high-impact engagements in your communities, whether you're in a small town like Montrose or whether you're living in Rapid City. Marshall Pollard is someone that we actually brought in the moment as a feature of the Potluck Society. Marshall is one of the nation's premier community organizers, especially as it relates to education. So Marshall is going to talk about how to build networks of support, diverse networks of ideas in your towns and in your organizations. And Marshall's a guy I actually met. I'll share the story that night in December, but I actually met on a bus in Switzerland and has become a dear, dear friend and is really leading the charge to improving education in Washington, D.C. at this point. And then the final speaker, and I've got to say, you heard Joy in my email, but I'm just about bubbling over being able to share this with the listeners, is that the final keynote of the day will be a gentleman named Brad Montague. And Brad Montague is not only one of the most decent human beings on the planet, but also one of the most creative and charitable and generous human beings. He is best known for a project that he doesn't appear in, which was called the Kid President Series. I don't know if you were familiar with this. But a young African-American boy who happens to be Brad's brother-in-law gave pep talks to the United States throughout the last several years via YouTube videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Tens of millions of people watched them, and he was featured with everyone from Beyonce to President Obama. That's all Brad's brainchild. That's all his creative work. And he now runs what's called the Montague Workshop, which primarily works with children and people that used to be children, which kind of encompasses all of us, to find ways to bring more joy and wonder into their work, but to do it actively and to do it passionately. And the idea that Brad Montague is going to take the stage here in South Dakota brings me more joy than anything I can imagine.
Well, here's the thing about everything you just listed, all the people you named off. Joy, positivity, it just runs throughout the list of this event going on December 1st. Again, South Dakota Public Broadcasting hosts the Potluck Society for an evening, and that is at the Washington Pavilion. Just the positivity just shines throughout everything you're telling us right now, Hugh. One thing I'd like to ask you, what if I just walk into this off the street, I don't know anything about it, what's in it for me? What am I going to gain out of this?
Yeah, I think there are three things that we really want to have people leave with, and that, as I've designed the lineup and as we think about what the event looks like from an engagement standpoint, is we want people to feel more connected to this group of individuals. Mm-hmm. We're going to hold it in the Belbus, or there will be about 300 people there. I think it's really easy if you're a community leader or if you're someone that's in a creative profession to feel somewhat isolated within our communities. And so our hope is that you'll leave having met some people that are going through similar challenges, but also see a similar possibility in the culture and the stories and the communities around them. We really want them to feel a sense of celebration. I think that we're a very practical region. I know I grew up in a practical communities of Milbank and Clark.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You worked hard, but sometimes you miss those opportunities to celebrate. And so by talking to folks like Katie Hunhoff and others that we've mentioned, even the Nesters, to really celebrate the uniqueness of this region, which I think is a shot of energy and excitement to anyone that lives and works and plays here in South Dakota. And then the final piece, and this is something that's really important about the event we're building and why we're bringing Brad Montague and Marshall Pollard and others like this, is that we want to leave people to leave with a specific sense of an action that they can take to improve their community. And that may be small. That may be as simple as they'll mow their lawn an extra time each month to keep it looking nice, or they'll take a friend out to lunch or host a potluck. But it may be big. It may be that they want to transition the way that diversity is talked about in their community, or they want to address a specific challenge that the community has, or they want to really redesign the main street of their small town. I think this event will give them that encouragement, but also to a degree hold them accountable to that. So
right.
Our hope is that this event is not a culmination, but it's a real catalyst moment My hope is that we spend the year after this event, all of 2018, simply telling the stories on the Potluck Society of the people that took part in this event mm-hmm. and have gone out and done exciting things in their community.
Very cool. And even though this is in Sioux Falls, this isn't a Sioux Falls specific thing when we're talking about community, because your speakers are from all over South Dakota and outside of South Dakota. So as you said, whether you live in Montrose or whether you're in Sioux Falls or Rapid City, there's really something for everybody. And there are messages that you can really grab onto.
That's right. You know, one thing we've always attempted to do is regardless of where the event is held, that it is very inclusive of wherever people are coming from. Early on, I think in the Oda Adventure, people thought that I was just trying to recruit people to come to Sioux Falls, but that's far from the truth. My hope is simply to connect people wherever they are with others that have a similar positive approach to their communities and their families, and to give them the resources they need to succeed. So if you're sitting right now in Wessington Springs, or for that matter, Buffalo out west, you know, there's a place for you at this event. We'd love to have you join us. And I should mention, I'll miss the actual call to action here. On the Potluck landing page, which is sdpb.org/potluck, is where they'll be able to see the link for tickets as of today. And because it's in the Belbus, it is limited to those 290-ish seats. So, you know, we'll be selling tickets at $100 a piece over the next month and a half. They'll jump a little bit after that. But we would really love to fill this room early so that we can begin to build a very customized experience for the people in the room.
Yeah, very nice. And I had said, too, you know, maybe you come in off the street. What are you going to learn? Well, you can't necessarily come in off the street because you do need one of those tickets, and they are limited. But it still doesn't preclude somebody from maybe they're not, you know, interested in music perhaps or art perhaps, but there's something there, and there are messages for just about everybody, isn't there?
Well, I think these events, as they've been designed in the past, and particularly now as they become part of the ecosystem of public broadcasting, is that they're really a mixing pot. They're similar to, you know, sitting down on a Saturday morning and listening all day long and hearing a whole variety of things from TED Talks mm-hmm. to This American Life to Prairie Home Companion. You know, it's going to be that kind of day all jammed into an evening on December 1st. And I think that you come for the thing that maybe interests you the most. If you're an educator and you want to hear from Brad Montague, but what you're going to leave is you're going to leave with having heard a lot of other people both here and away, and just, I think, feel more connected to the work around you.
Yeah. You don't just meet everybody riding a bus in Switzerland. How do you come across some of these interesting people that have so much to give to a program like this?
Yeah, I think it's the same approach I bring to the Potluck Societies. It's just an openness to others and a curiosity and a complete belief that, you know, we're all pretty ordinary at the end of the day. We're all just pretty basic humans, but we're all capable of extraordinary things. And so I think it's knowing that possibility of connection with someone special is always there, whether you're, you know, having coffee with a friend in a small town, or whether you're, it sounds as romantic as it is, but you're hopping on a bus in Switzerland and you meet someone that's changing the world. It's pretty magical. So, I think that's the type of person that will be excited about this event, as they've been looking for something. Maybe they watch TED Talks, or maybe they listen to public radio and they just wish there was something in person to kind of take this experience off the dial. And this is one of those opportunities, and is really an opportunity for us to show as well that it's something that people want and people value, and to see what we might be able to do in the future.
I really like that, and that's a great way to end what we're discussing today, is ordinary people capable of doing exceptional things. That says a lot.
Yeah, and I think we all have that within us, and we really just hope to be a catalyst for those that maybe have an idea or have a desire or have a dream for themselves or family or community, to be able to spark that and help them take action on it.
Just about 30 seconds left. Can you give us a clue as to what our next Potluck Society will be about?
Oh, I've got a couple of good ones. I talked to a young business owner who is one of the most successful business people in Sioux Falls, and I would almost assure you that very few of our listeners that even know he exists.
Huh.
And the humility that he shared in his interview, despite running a multi-million dollar business, was super inspirational to me. That's one of the conversations we'll have soon. a whole host of others that are just coming up here in the near future.
Wow, you definitely piqued my interest on that one. We'll look forward to it. Hugh Weber is a weekly contributor to In the Moment. You can find his blog and podcast at listen.sdpb.org or head straight to his website, thepotlucksociety.com. Thanks for the heads up on the December event, and we'll do this again next week, Hugh.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Steve.